If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Authenticate, and happy Tuesday if you are happening to be listening to this on a Tuesday. This is the second in my batch series since I have had a busy May, as I talked about last episode, and missed 3 weeks of recording. So I'm making up for it this week. So welcome back if you're listening. And today we're going to talk about our perspectives of parenting. And we can have a lot of perspectives on a lot of things, but I thought, what better thing to have a perspective on than parenting and really go inside of ourselves and really be self-aware as to what our perspective of parenting is, because our perspective of how we parent can be very different than obviously how other people may view our parenting or how our kids view our parenting, especially if they've just been disciplined. You know exactly what I mean. But what story do you tell yourself as a parent? And by that, I mean, whether you're a father or a mother, how do you view how you parent? What lens are you looking through? Do you think you're doing a great job? Do you think you are not doing such a great job? If you're a mom, do you have a lot of mom guilt? You think that you are doing a lot of things wrong? You can improve in a lot of ways. And there's always a lot of ways that we can improve as parents, right? There's no handbook. We've all been figuring this out as we go. And yes, we may have had support from our parents or friends or other people we may have looked to or asked advice from. But really, this is a day-by-day journey because there is no handbook, because our children all have different personalities and different maturity levels, and they hit their milestones differently when they're younger. It runs the gamut. And as we all know, siblings can be complete polar opposites of each other. So you may parent one differently than you parent the other, and discipline one differently than you discipline the other, because they're different, they respond differently, they're wired differently. But what story do you tell yourself as a parent? What lens are you looking through? Do you just look through the lens of how you parent, or maybe just that day, just that week? Is it an overall lens? Do you ever look at maybe what your child may be experiencing from the way that you parent? What are you focusing on? Because that can have a huge, huge impact in the way we parent and the way we see ourselves as parent and our perspectives. Are you focusing on the stress of parenting? Are you focusing on the pressure? Are you focusing on the uncertainty of parenting? And really more of the things that can be very real in the moment and we can absolutely 100% focus on at those times, because parenting, as we all know, can be very intense and very taxing and very frustrating and very overwhelming at times or in certain moments. But are we finding ourselves just focusing on those areas, just staying in those areas and having our lens or having our perspective from those areas? Are we looking at it from any different areas? Are we really staying in those places? How do you view your children? So how are you looking at your children if they are so different from one another? Are you viewing your children? And again, this can be your perspective on your parenting overall, or really how you're viewing yourself as a parent. And if you have a lot of that guilt maybe or shame as a parent, maybe something you just said or did and you're feeling really bad about it, totally normal. But then I just suggest go and do something about that if you're feeling bad, because yes, you lost your temper and you yelled at your kid, go apologize. You know, when you're calm and when you're ready, teach your kids that humility, show them that example, be that role model. But how are you viewing your children? Are you seeing them as, you know, very difficult, hard to connect with, hard to, you know, whatever it may be? And maybe that's a season for you. Maybe it is really hard to connect with your child right now because of some behavior issues. And if you're there, I empathize with you. And if you need assistance with that, please reach out to me, because there are going to be those seasons where it is difficult to connect with our kids. But how are you viewing them overall? Are you looking at them from a more negative view, lens, or perspective? Or do you still see the good in them, the things that they've accomplished, the goals that they have reached, the successes that they've had? Or are you really just focusing on the mistakes they're making? The fact they haven't reached a goal maybe you have set for them, but maybe they didn't set for them, but you have this goal in your mind that they should have been here by now or should have done this by now. And maybe they are or are not aware of that goal, but maybe are you having too high of expectations or standards for maybe their age, their maturity level, their personality? Think about those things. Think about how you view your children from that lens and make sure that you're really trying to view your children from that more positive perspective, to see their successes, to see the challenges that they've overcome that you can praise them for, see the milestones they've reached and any other things that maybe goals that they've set that they've reached. Try to view it from that perspective, even in those hard moments where it's difficult or maybe difficult to connect with them. See them from a more positive perspective. Take a step back, look at your child as a whole, and really look at who they are and the direction they want to go and see how you can support them in that direction, not just maybe the direction you hoped they would go or wanted them to go. And then when you doubt your parenting, when you're in that place where you're just not sure, am I doing a good job? Have I screwed my kids up for life? I just handled that situation really poorly. You know, that can be very real for us. But when you doubt your parenting, zoom out and really look at the progress you've made. So if you are a brand new parent at this time, this probably won't apply to you because you have a newborn or a baby who's a few months old. But if you're a toddler parent, if you have kids that are, you know, preschool age or elementary, middle, high school, zoom out and really give yourself credit for the progress you have made as a parent. Look at all the things that maybe you've faced with your child or gone through with your child or taught your child, the ways that you've guided them and corrected them and loved them and helped them through and helped them problem solve. Look at the ways you've grown as a parent through that whole time and how you've helped your child to grow. You've grown along with them. You've evolved along with them as they're growing. And really give yourself credit for that, because a lot of times I think that we can't see the forest for the trees, as the saying goes. But give yourself credit where credit is due, because parenting is hard. It is the most rewarding thing that we as human beings can do, and one of the most overwhelming, frustrating, sacrificial things that we can do and are doing. So when you hit those roadblocks, when you've hit that brick wall and you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm the worst parent ever. I just handled this situation really poorly. Zoom out and give yourself credit for what you have done right and the things you are doing right. Correct the mistakes that you've made and talk with your child about that, because they're making mistakes, you're making mistakes. And when you go to them in humility and apologize, that's setting a great example for them to not only learn to apologize to you when they mess up, but to learn to apologize to other people in their life when they mess up. And it's okay to make mistakes. You can have that conversation with your child that when they mess up, when you mess up, it's okay. We're not perfect parents. They're not perfect kids. There's no perfect human. We're all going to screw up. But the important thing is that we recognize it, we fix it as best we can, we apologize to the people we may have hurt, and we move on from it. That's part of the growth process. So look at your progress and give yourself credit where credit is due. If you have areas you want to fix, awesome. Go and fix those areas. Take baby steps to fix them. Do whatever you need to do to repair them. Also, look at, I talked about this, I touched on this briefly in the last episode. What can you simplify or do to make your parenting easier for you? Sometimes we make parenting so much more complicated than it needs to be. Sometimes that can totally look like our schedules because of things we've said yes to and maybe we should have said no to. And we've oversaturated our schedule, overbooked ourselves because we don't want to let other people down. We don't want to miss out on an opportunity for us or our kids. And we've said yes to way too many things. And now we're exhausted. We're frustrated. We're overwhelmed. Maybe we're a little resentful because we don't have time for ourselves. We don't have time for our partner. We don't really have time for our kids. And all we're doing is go, go, go. The days are flying by and we wonder where all the time went. That can be very real. So figure out areas where you can step back, where you can simplify. What can you say no to? How can you pare down maybe a very busy routine or simplify the routine, simplify the structure of your home? If your kids are moving into a new season, they're getting older, how can they help with that as well? An important message that, you know, I want to do reels on, but really get out to parents is you don't have to do everything for your child. And this is also for parents of kids who are younger. Yes, you will be doing more for your kids if they have toddlers, preschool age, elementary. But even when they're young, come alongside them. Kids love to help. You know that when they're toddlers and preschool age, you're like, I do it. I want to help mommy. I want to help daddy. Let them help you. Teach them how to do things at their age level that they can start to do for themselves. Let them help you. It gives them a sense of confidence. It boosts their self-esteem. It gives them that sense of autonomy. They feel so proud of themselves. You can praise them for that. And they can come alongside you and do things with you. And then you will see that they can start to actually do it themselves. And you can step back as they age and they can have that responsibility. You can start delegating mom and dad to your kids to do different things. They can start to take out the trash. They can start to take care of their own rooms as they should be as they get older. They can start to do their own laundry. Our girls do their own laundry. But give yourself a break and step back. Give your child the opportunity. Give them that responsibility. Let them be accountable for their own things, their own clothes, their own toys. Tell them that we are part of a family unit and you guys are expected and can learn. You know, remember, even when they're young, you can learn how to help out. That is very important. You as parents should not be running yourselves ragged doing everything for your kids. They can absolutely 100% help, and you can start this when they are young. Let them come alongside you. These are also great bonding times, especially when your kids are young, coming alongside of you and helping. Whatever it is, have your kids help you wash the car. Make it fun. Everything doesn't have to be a drain. Everything doesn't have to be like, oh, we got to go do this again. Sometimes there's going to be times like that, but it can be fun. Let them come alongside you and learn how to do that and then start delegating and say, hey, I'm the mom or I'm the dad. These are things I work on. But now that you're a little older, you can do these things for yourself because you know how to do them now and because they're your things to be responsible for. So think about, even in those ways, how you can pull back, make your parenting easier for yourself, and how you can simplify routines, simplify tasks, all of those things. Also, don't let fear hold you back in your parenting. I think that can be very real regardless of any stage we're in parenting, because some of the stages, you know, can be more real than others. When they're younger, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you want to pull back and let them explore a little more, and you're always watching them, being vigilant. But there is that fear that, oh my gosh, what if they hurt themselves? What if they trip? They'll be okay. For the most part, they are going to be okay. But let your child do more things on their own. Give them that autonomy and trying new things, meeting new challenges. Be there for them. Be close by, but let them try new things. Don't let your fear of what could happen or what ifs hold you back in your parenting and really hold your child back from new opportunities or new challenges. Remember what it was like when you were a kid, right? Kids are going to hit that age, and they do it even as toddlers and preschool age. They want to start becoming more independent. Of course, they must do it safely. Of course, you still need to be there to protect them from any danger or any areas where they are unsafe, because they can't see all those things or prepare for all those things. But what I'm saying is they're going to want that independence. So age appropriately, lengthen the leash a little bit more and give them that independence, always letting them know you're right here, you're watching, you're there. If anything should happen, let them embrace those challenges and you embrace that challenge as well. Don't let fear hold you back from your parenting, because that can definitely be a very limiting perspective in our parenting. If we parent from a place of fear, it's not good for us. It does not serve us as parents. It does not serve our children if that is what we are stuck in. So really try to work through that. If that is an area where you're struggling in, really hone in on, why am I afraid to do this as a parent or to let my child do this? Where is that coming from? What is the root cause of that fear? And what is the reality of something going wrong or going really poorly? If the reality is really big, then obviously it's probably a valid fear. But if you find that it's not, try to really just let go and, you know, work through that fear and pull back a little bit and not parent from that place of fear, because you want your kids to learn autonomy. You want to enjoy parenting and not just be so seized up with fear constantly because of what could happen, what might happen. Also ask yourself, what does my child need from me that I have been unable to give so far? This is really where we look at ourselves as parents, you know, in the conscious parenting world, and really become self-aware of who we are as people, not just as parents, not just as a mom or a dad, that will factor into it. But who am I as a person? And what have I been maybe unable to give to my child so far because of things, again, maybe I've been fearful about and scared about or unsure about, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe what have you been unable to give your child so far? And maybe that's something that's financial you've had to constantly say no to because of finances. It could really be anything depending on your situation, your child's age. But look at that and see if there's a way that maybe you can show up for your child, financial or otherwise, to give them something that you know they need, maybe you know they've been asking for. And I'm not just talking about material things. Maybe it's an opportunity they want to try, but you've just said no for whatever reason. Maybe it's something emotionally you haven't been able to give them. Maybe it's your time. Maybe your work schedule has been so demanding and so overwhelming that even when you come home from work, or even if you work from home, there's still work going on that you have to do because of your career in the evenings, and you're missing out on time with your child. So really take a look at maybe something emotionally, financially, practically in terms of time that you've been unable to give your child. Look at it from that perspective and that lens to see where maybe you can show up to give them maybe what you've been lacking in. And explore, you know, maybe why you feel that you've been able to give that before. Financially, you know, that can be really basic because maybe you just don't have the funds for that at this time. But if it's something else, see where you can show up and give that to your child, especially if it's something, you know, maybe they're acting out more behaviorally because they want more time. And that's attention-seeking behavior. So see what you can do to kind of remedy that and give them more of your time and sit down with them and spend quality time with them, as well as quantity time sometimes. Sometimes those are on equal playing field. Sometimes they're not. Maybe you have less quantity time with them in terms of time in the day, but maybe the time that you do have can be more quality focused time. So take a look at those things. Also, how do you interpret your parenting? This can be a really big one, especially as, you know, you look back if you've been parenting for a while, and we all have visions and hopes and dreams of, you know, when we have our baby and all the wonderful things that will happen, and we'll never do this, or maybe we'll definitely do that. And those things they don't happen, or you ended up doing what you never thought you would, or saying what you never thought you'd say, or the complete opposite. Maybe you thought you'd be like, well, I will make sure my child has all of these things and they'll become this. Maybe you went into parenting with that mindset, or they're going to go to this school someday, or they're going to do this and they're going to love what I love and all of those things. And while inherently there's nothing wrong with having those hopes and dreams and aspirations for your child and sharing your love of, you know, sports or whatever, old movies, art, whatever you're into, books with your child, maybe that's not who they are. Maybe they don't have that desire. Maybe that's not the trajectory or the personality that they have. And maybe that's kind of making you feel uneasy as a parent. And so you're viewing it from a lens of your child's not going the direction you wanted them to go. Or even behaviorally, maybe you thought your child should behave a certain way, or you feel like as a person, as a parent, you should be treated in such a way. And yes, I'm a big proponent that as parents, yes, our kids absolutely 100% should respect us. But at the same time, we need to make sure we're respecting our kids, that we are using words and tones that are respectful to our children to role model that behavior. But then when they are disrespectful to us, is that a trigger for you when they say something to you? And then if it is a trigger for you, how are you reacting when you're triggered? Are you then yelling at your kids? Are you possibly shaming your kids? And this is not throwing shade on any parents who've done that. I've yelled at my kids. We all do it. Or we can default to shaming when we don't mean to. Like, how many times have I told you this? Why can't you remember this? All of the things. We've probably all said this. We're all going to default to that at times. But part of conscious parenting is being more aware of it, so we're not doing it as often, and hopefully then maybe never, if we ever would reach that point. But looking at our perspective and that lens of how we're interpreting our parenting, so if we're triggered so much because you can't disrespect me and we're reacting out of that, step back and look at what is the reality of the situation right now. Let me pull back, not worry about you can't disrespect me, quote unquote. why is my child acting out right now? How can I respond not only to teach, correct, and to guide them, but how can I respond to them in love to teach them that this is not the way they speak to me? This is not the way that they should react or behave in this situation. I need to look at it as it is in the reality right now, not the reality from my perspective or what I wanted it to be or what I thought it should be, but as it is right now. Because we as parents, and really this is for every person on the planet Earth, we are co-creators in the reality in which we live, right? Just because it's your perspective does not make it reality, because maybe your partner has a different perspective. Your child has a different perspective. This can go in any situation in life. You may have a disagreement with a friend. Your perspective is going to be different from their perspective in the disagreement. But just because you see it one way doesn't make what actually happened necessarily reality. So we have to come to things as they are and be really present in those moments. Be very conscious in those moments to see them as they are. Deal with it in that moment as it is. Not what we were coming with our preconceived ideas, with what we thought it should be or hoped it would be, but as it is. And then also, this is also a big one in conscious parenting because this can really affect us as parents. Are you allowing your past to influence how you parent? And your past can obviously be a wide gamut of things. That can be how your relationships have been in your past, but especially look back to how you were parented. Is how you were parented affecting how you are parenting? And that can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. That can, again, run the gamut. If you had wonderful parents who you feel that parented you well and treated you with respect and supported you and always there, and you would not trade your parents for the world, that is an awesome thing. And you probably are going to take almost 100%, if not 100% of that, and probably parent your child in the same way. But then you need to obviously remember and probably have already seen that your partner, if you have a partner and you're married, your partner may come from a completely different perspective on parenting from how they were parented. Maybe they came from a single parent home. Maybe they came from divorced parents. Maybe they came from a parent who was very authoritarian. Maybe they came from parents who were very permissive. And you may have that tension in your partnership looking at how you're parenting. So that's something you may also have to work out with your partner, because you're coming from two completely different perspectives of parenting and you have to work together to come to a common ground to parent your children. If you've come from an authoritarian background where maybe your parents or one of your parents maybe yelled, maybe you got spanked, maybe you got shamed as a child, whatever it is, maybe an abusive, verbally, emotionally, maybe physically abusive background, you may tend to, because of that's how you were raised, maybe that's how you're going into parenting. Or maybe you are completely taking the opposite perspective and be like, I will never do that to my kid. And you go on the complete opposite side and you're totally permissive, which also doesn't serve you or your child. So it's really important to look back on how we were parented and really how those influences may be impacting and influencing how we're parenting right now, because we want to show up to be the best parents for our kids possible. We want to serve them in the best way possible. We want to give them the best opportunities and help them meet challenges and help them problem solve and help them learn and grow as they are growing up to the best of our ability. And a lot of that goes back to how much we are self-aware and how much we have seen our relationships, how we were parented, how our day impacts us, how an emotion impacts us, what triggers us, how that impacts us. There's so much stuff that can go into it. And even thinking about all of it can be very overwhelming. But take it one piece and one day, 1 hour at a time. That's something I always told my girls when they were overwhelmed and we were trying to problem solve. If you need to take it 1 hour at a time, do that, because I know moms, especially stay-at-home moms who are dealing in the toddler phase or the preschool age, sometimes you can really just get through that hour or maybe half hour at a time to meet, you know, the next hour as it should come. And in parenting, like I said, we've all been there. We are all in different stages. And some of us who are a little farther along remember the stages when they were younger. It's very demanding. It's a lot. So I empathize with parents who are there, but you know, it's also demanding in a different way as our kids get older. Behavior problems look different. The problem solving skills look different. What they need from us looks different. But overall, try to take, you know, the story you tell yourself, what you're focusing on, the doubts that you may have, go back and look at your progress. Remember to look for things, look for ways and how you can simplify your parenting, how you can simplify the routine, how you can give your kids more responsibility to delegate more. Remember to let fear go if that is somewhere that you feel stuck. Look at how you're interpreting your parenting based on where you thought this journey was going to take you in the beginning and where you currently actually in reality are right now. And again, remember how your past way, the way you were parented or your past relationships influence your parenting now. It's a lot of pieces to take into consideration, but hopefully I've broken that down for you. Hopefully this episode is helpful for you. As I go through these episodes, I look at the notes I've made. So if this is an episode you want to listen to again, there are just the main points, really 8 main points in this, that hopefully will help you and serve you as you continue to help and serve your child. So this is just an encouragement. This is something just to sit and ruminate on, marinate with, and think about, our perspectives of parenting, because while I may offer, you know, hopefully good advice for you to take away, I'm in this parenting journey with you as well. And so is Nate. And there are times and there are days where we are just like, who are our children? Where have they come from? We want to rip our hair out, or we're like, you know, having to take that step back and not react in the moment because of something that was said or that was done, or you're sick of hearing your kids, if you have more than one child, fight with each other over something so trivial and so dumb. We're right there with you. We're in the thick of it. We have learned a lot from our experience as house parents, and hopefully what we have shared in the past and what I'm sharing now is helpful for you, but know that you're not alone. Remember that there is no perfect parent. We're all going through it together. We're all experiencing different seasons. Our children are all different with their different personalities and challenges and successes, all of the things. So be encouraged. Know that you are doing a great job, and the fact that you're even showing up and you're listening to this means that you want to always strive to be a better parent and strive to learn and grow, just like your kids are. And you guys are learning and growing together. We all are. And at the end of the day, that's what counts and that's what matters. And as long as you're doing that, your kids are going to know that you love them. They're going to know that you're in their corner, and that's all that matters. And that is what's going to keep that connection strong for you and that bond strong for you, that when they are out of the house, they will still want to come back home. They're still going to be calling and connecting, because they know you were always there and always showed up for them and did your very best. So happy Tuesday. Again, if you're listening on Tuesday, reach out if you ever have any questions or comments or need advice. If you have some deeper parenting issues you want help with, sign up for my coaching program, 12-week coaching program. If you want to sign up for the 30-minute coaching call, do that. It's totally free, 30 minutes with me. Sign up in the link below. Take advantage of my freebies in the show notes. Feel free to join the Authenticate Facebook group. I'm trying to create a supportive community of parents and mamas in there to connect with each other, support one another, to remember that we're not alone on this journey. You can connect with me anytime. But I thank you so much for listening. Please share this episode with someone else who you think would benefit from it. Don't hesitate to reach out anytime. Thank you so much for your support, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.